Some beneficial rain fell across portions of the Midwest yesterday, and we're going to see some additional rain move across many areas in the region as we go forward through this next full week to 10 days. Some areas in the western portions of the Corn Belt are going to be quite wet, and perhaps some flooding is likely to evolve. That won't go over very well for late season field work. Obviously, USDA reported yesterday that field progress in Kansas and Missouri was significantly behind the norm, and that's all a byproduct of the frequent rains that have occurred recently. Same can be said for southeastern parts of Nebraska, although the area there is much smaller relative to the Kansas and Missouri areas that have been impacted. Most of the temperatures across the Midwest this morning are running mostly in the 60s and lower 70s, and it looks like it's going to be a very warm day across the region today, not only in the Midwest, but in the Plains, the Delta, and the southeastern states as well. All these areas will see highs in the 80s and 90s. The 90s are going to be most dominating out in the central and southern plains. And there will be some middle and upper 90s in some of those areas, including a small part of the western fringes of Corn Belt country. And we'll see the heat continuing out that way for the next couple of days, and then we'll see a little bit of a break in the action, so to speak, with somewhat cooler conditions coming along. The temperatures across the heart of the Midwest, though, today will likely reach into those lower 90s in the west, while we'll see temperatures as cool as upper 70s and lower 80s in parts of Ohio and Michigan, where cloud cover and a little bit of shower activity will be possible. Tomorrow, the lower parts of the Midwest will see highs mostly in the 80s and lower 90s again, but the far northern parts of the region will see temperatures in the middle and upper 70s. As we go into the day on Thursday, we'll start seeing a little bit of cooling take place in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, and it will work its way southeastward to some degree as we get into Friday and Saturday. However, the lower parts of the Midwest will not see daily high temperatures any cooler than the 80s through a big part of the forecast period, taking us through the first half of next week. Those northern areas, though, we'll see some thunderstorm activity that will be significant enough to bring temperatures down into some 70s for a little while. This is likely to occur as we finish out the work week and into the weekend. Probably Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be the milder days in the north, and this will be mostly South Dakota, Nebraska, into Wisconsin. Some of those areas will end up with some very impressive rainfall, maybe running anywhere from 2 to 4 inches in some locations. A lot of the surrounding area will see 1 to 3 inch amounts, and we'll continue to see some shower and thunderstorm activity occurring all the way down into Kansas and Missouri, where some additional delays to farming activity will likely take place. The eastern portions of the Midwest may not be quite so wet relative to those areas I just described. The precipitation that occurs in the eastern Midwest is going to be a little bit more erratic for a little while, but increasing rainfall is likely to evolve as we move out into the weekend and the first part of next week. A cool front will likely slip across the region, and it will generate the opportunity for frequent showers and thunderstorms. But I still don't believe that the rainfall in the eastern Midwest will be nearly as heavy or as persistent as that in the western areas. And the further south you go into the Ohio River Valley and parts of Kentucky, the drier conditions will likely be. A little bit of relief will occur to those drier biased areas, but we're not expecting to see any real substantial soakings of rainfall. We'll also see a little bit of a drier tendency to occur further to the southeast into Georgia and the Carolinas and parts of Virginia as we go forward in time. But most other areas will see relatively good weather. Hard red winter wheat country is still expecting to see quite a bit of rainfall over this next week, and that's going to cause some delay in harvesting in Oklahoma and Texas. It's also going to raise more concern over the quality of the crops there. Most of the soft wheat in the Midwest is not likely to be seriously impacted by the wetter bias coming up, but some of those northern crops across the region could see enough precipitation to raise some concern over the quality. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.